One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, boys. Oh, yo, boys. Oh, my gosh.
The boys are back in town.
Yeah, they are.
Boys are back down.
This one's for the boys. Balding.
Where the boys are.
The boys are back in Turkey.
Time to go back.
The boys are back in Turkey. Just like a montage of guys getting surgery.
Oh my gosh.
Classic sketch from a while ago that we never did was I remember laughing so hard, like Nick coming like arriving in a helicopter to show off his new hairdo.
Oh, that, because that happened.
Yeah, the guy did that.
Yeah, Chris CEO's father.
It was so funny. I was like, we got to do that for Nick. Now we got to do it for all of us.
Like, everybody meet at the country club. I have some huge news. This is a true story. This guy I know, and this is like 2005. Mm-hmm. He goes, this is like Joe told me this. He's like, this is huge news. Everybody meet me at the country club. I have news. Everybody in the world thinks it's cancer.
Uh-huh.
Cancer or like prison or like something bad.
I'm going to jail.
I'm going to jail. Give me some love. So he has 100 people in a country club at the clubhouse, rents the clubhouse. At about right at sunset, he lands in a helicopter in the grass, gets like, I've never met him, but I think what I would assume is probably like an overweight, balding 56-year-old man at the time. Mm-hmm. Gets out of a helicopter with a full head of hair. And everybody's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, are you?
He's fired the next day.
He loses his job. He's like, awesome. Oh, no.
He shaves his head. He's fuck Edward Norton at the end of the day.
He's just a skinhead. gets hair surgery, becomes skinhead.
Nick, can I get you?
We power your phone down.
My phone's off.
Okay.
Can I get your mic up to you?
So you want to throw it up? Do you want to throw it on the charger way out there or something?
Yeah,
throw it on the Bunsen burner.
Yeah, you can throw it in a pot, and cook it.
A phone toaster,
turkey baster up its ass.
Yeah, if you can marinate it in some pineapple juice, and some sort of like paulua, some sort of Samoan.
So we launched Extreme Peace. How are you guys feeling about that?
Yes,
I feel good.
Yes,
yeah.
Did I tell you we did 40,000?
Whoa!
Yeah,
nice.
That's very good.
That's fucking awesome.
Did what?
We sold 40,000 units.
Damn.
Oh, no shit.
It's like $800,000 or $900,000.
Oh.
And something like 90, like everybody buys the $30. Because once you ask people to put their credit card in and buy money, they're like, oh, it's 10 more bucks to get the extra scenes and stuff. So
no, why wouldn't
pretty
you?
Much everybody does the XL pack, which we priced it. Probably pressed it too low.
Yeah. Which,
whatever.
It's a weird thing.
But we're on good track right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I mean, it's interesting to launch because I don't think anyone's ever launched other than Louis C.K. launching.
Louis C.K. is the other famous, well, not that we're as famous as Louis C.K., but he's the other big case where he did that.
You know what's weird is no one does that.
Well,
I'm not saying it because we're cool to do it. I'm just saying like, why?
It
is painful.
You remember when, like, everybody we talk to in Hollywood, like, everybody who's very dependent upon having stuff done for them. Mm-hmm. And doing it this way, we had to, like, build our own website. It's just fucking, like, it's kind of a tall order to do it this way.
Yeah. Have weird conversations with people.
Also, the people either, a lot of people hate it, and a lot of people love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I think there was the YouTube, I was seeing, like, there's mad hateful, first of all, people, it doesn't matter. There were a ton of hateful comments, but I think it's people who are like not necessarily OG. I know there's some OG fans who don't, it's not their cup of tea, but there's a lot of like new people. Like, I think there's like new people.
I think it's long-term haters. I think we have a pool of people that really enjoy hating our guts.
That's true. But I think there's also just like people coming in who like don't necessarily know the full story. Maybe they saw a fish tank or maybe they saw some clip of something somewhere.
Yeah.
Who are like getting into it now. It just feels like more people are looking.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I feel like there's like a lot of people that have been like long-term, like Heidecker, Adult Swim, Toonami fans that are like, I hate these fucking guys.
And that comes with the terror. That's like everybody has that type of people.
I mean, look, if Tim Heidecker launched a movie, maybe I would be in the comments saying this fucking sucks dick.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Maybe I'd be that petty as well. If I was a big Vic Berger fan, mm-hmm. I'd be like, this nice horn ensemble you put on with your LA friends.
But it's good, though. I'm just saying it's a good thing. Like, we did good.
Yeah,
it's going good. Yeah,
no, I'm very happy.
And that first episode, that is the weirdest episode. It has like the Craigslist actors and the most. There's too many fourth wall breaks. And we can revisit it and maybe cut. I think if we cut out three or four of the fourth wall break moments, it would flow a lot better.
Yeah,
and because it's on our site, we have the ability to do that. Like, we can go back and chop it up a few months from now.
Quiet revisioning,
sort of just retcon it.
Like
it was this good the whole time.
all those guys are assholes that were hating on this before.
Yeah.
What are they talking about? They're not even seen that. You're making stuff up in your head.
Yeah. But the other episodes, they are more sort of normal and like in our brand. So they'll flow a lot better, hopefully.
No, I'm extremely happy. You know
super
what I
psyched. We did
40,000 units.
We should be happy. Yeah.
Whoa.
You know what I always do? I always. It's just a part of my miserable French existence. Mm. I just duck into a hole. See you in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You could tell me we did 40 million units.
Finishing a project and not knowing like what to do next. It's the same feeling as postpartum depression.
Yes.
When you're done with something and you don't know what the next is on your roadmap, that is hard. It's not a joke. It's not like, oh, you're French, you're melodramatic. It's actually, like, that's a creative thing.
It's like a dismount.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, very hard.
I'm
glad I got to bury myself in the house build because, like, it's, like, as soon as I got back, like, I woke up with, like, broken organs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
And, like, just doing things to my body for 9 days where I'm like, what the fuck were you doing? Mm-hmm. Nothing, like, over the top, but just, like.
Just drinking.
That was fucked up.
Yeah, just drinking, like, mild to.
I was drinking to maniacal.
Yeah, like I was drinking from like a level 5 to a level 8.3, but like 9 days in a row. And I'm like, when was the last time you drank 9 days in a row?
After you do that, you never want to do it again.
The answer is never.
Yeah.
I thought of it. I was like this, when? I went to spring break in college in Cancun. And I remember drinking like 5 days, I think it was. And I remember coming back and going in an ambulance ride from dehydration. And I've done that 3 times. ambulance ride dehydration from alcoholism.
Oh, so, man, you want some of this?
Stop looking around. What is everybody laughing at?
That trip made me realize that drinking fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows this, but you know it again.
Here's the info you need.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah. Well, you're so...
Dude, you and... I would look over and you and Eric would look like kids that were having a bad time at Disneyland or something. Because you ate something or you drank something that was just like, why did you do that?
It was over. Like the first show, we overdid it hours before the show even started. Yeah. So we were hungover the whole night in front of everybody. It was so rough. And I was like, people were talking to me. I was like this, I'm cooked. That was my answer. I couldn't even talk to anyone. I never want to drink again.
And like you have problems that have never happened before. I come home, my liver is making noises, my throat's closing up. I'm like this, what the fuck is this? Ugh, I'm pissing root beer. I'm talking to Tommy Wood for his birthday party. He's like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I did a month straight one time. I looked over the side of my bed. There were fucking 30 Crown Royal bottles. I was kicking them over. I got to fucking slow down. I was pissing straight fucking root beer.
Whoa.
My dick felt like a fucking dead snake.
Whoa.
And I was like, my dick feels like a dead snake.
That's spooky.
How did you fit 30 days into 8? There was more than 8 days worth of drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You guys were really getting it good.
It was so bad.
There's nothing else to do. It's not like stand-up where you got to concentrate.
Yeah. That was the thing. If there were shows, we wouldn't have gotten that.
That's true, yeah.
It's like movie day for a teacher.
You go press play.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, thank you.
Come in showing up drunk to the classroom.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to watch a movie today.
We're watching When Vacations Attack.
You're whacking off underneath the desk, right, facing a class that's watching a TV.
That's so good.
You're looking right up girls' skirts.
Doing the
fucked up part. You know that's been done before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, public school?
What's over there, Chris? What is that?
There's an animal?
Oh, no, guys. All good.
Just doing the walkout on the stage 12 times.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Saying the craziest shit of all time. After you say it, you're like this.
It was cool. It was fun, though. It was great.
It was so much fun.
They got hyped up.
The only time I didn't like when I was talking about fucking hot dogs on stage, mm-hmm. and I wanted to disappear, but I couldn't. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I had to make it through and then pass the mic quick. I was in hell. Like, I couldn't reverse the jokes that I was implying. It was so fucking bad.
Probably no, made someone's night.
Oh, yeah. Talking about boom. I was like, oh no, I have a microphone in my hand. Oh no.
You're like, I'm in a nightmare. You look down, you're on stage, you have a microphone in your hand.
I made up for it, though, mm-hmm. with some other classics.
It was, yeah.
The Quake.
Yeah, the Quake. Oh, the Quake thing. That was my favorite.
Mm.
Fuck, I gotta start you, playing Joe again. Rogan! Yeah,
I'm coming for you! Challenge him to Quake. Probably beat the hell out of me.
He's probably good. Not, though. He's so...
He might be really good.
Does Joe play Quake?
Yeah, he was a Quake guy from back in the day.
Rogan plays Quake?
Can you believe
really?
That?
That's funny.
Yeah, there's a clip of him.
So there's a chance he's better than me. Not his aim, but his deathmatch game could definitely be better because he's probably smarter.
He does jujitsu in it.
He beats my ass in real life after the Quake game.
He ties a fucking keyboard around you.
Oh, he's got freaking Johnny on.
Yeah, he's...
Wow, John Carmack?
Tight body John Carmack.
Whoa.
Guy's body's tight.
Dennis Fong. I know Thresh very well.
Mm. Carmack's actually better at jujitsu than Rogan is. Did you know that? No, that's not true. Oh, no.
But you don't think it's possible?
It is possible.
I wouldn't want to fight John Carmack. That guy fucking scares the hell out of me. He's like Bane.
Dude, is he? Doesn't he have a yellow F-40? Does he have the yellow?
He had a yellow F-40, yeah.
That's all I remember about him.
And he doesn't have the speech impediment anymore. Did he reduce that?
Did he fix it?
He had the he had like a
He's probably been listening to my podcast advice.
Yeah. That's so he's reducing his thing.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. He had a red one.
It's kind of fly, though.
Yeah, no, that's my dream car, F-50.
That's a really good one?
Yeah.
The Quake hockey jersey is
kind
of fire.
His jersey. It's
probably the ultimate car of all time, actually.
Yeah,
What is it? Is it a...
It's called a Ferrari F-50, so I think it's for their 50th anniversary. It's a supercar that was meant to sort of exceed the F-40, which is like a legendary race-inspired supercar. And this is at a time where race DNA... didn't really bleed into cars you could buy in the same way that it does now.
Oh.
And it's got a screaming V12 that's bolted to the chassis in a way that, like, you feel the vibrations of the engine. It's like you're right next to the engine and it's shaking the car.
Oh.
So you're like, you're really like plugged into this thing.
You could fucking mix an album in there.
Yeah. I would imagine your legs hang over the front axle. The engine's behind you, so you hear like induction noise and stuff, and it's pretty close to a race engine. It's like very high revving, loud.
Does he like floor it when he's alone? We're gonna have to ask him that.
I don't know. We got to see him driving.
Where is he?
I've never seen him drive it.
I don't know.
Like, he's got $100 million, right? Did he make the money before it was like money?
He's probably a fuckload of money.
He's probably worth quite a bit.
Yeah,
he's from Kansas, but probably lives.
So surreal after all these years, mm-hmm. after like Doom, Wolfenstein, fast forward 40 years.
He's still around?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Texas is where it is.
He should have never stopped doing his engines though, because no one wants to do Unity or Unreal. Yeah. Like no one in the world wants to do those anymore.
Yeah.
Get John back.
A good, fast engine, responsive, twitchy. Yeah. All this stuff going right.
The opposite of what you have now. Yeah. Now you gotta have a freaking frame generation to even get a good frame rate. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a brand new computer with games, they don't bother optimizing. Everything's uncompressed. Like, mm-hmm. fuck everyone.
Mm-hmm. Where is he now? He does Rogan. Is he like a out and about in the public face, or is he like a fucking
not super common? No.
Taking apart like a
I haven't seen him on
Sherman Bisque dolls.
A ton of clips making, but he's definitely still around.
Remember, Armadillo Aerospace? Remember when he quit games and then tried? I guess he probably tried to pierce the firmament or something like that and failed and then left. That's what I expect happened. Because you
can't. The big game. Yeah. That's the big game, is to pierce the firmament.
The big game is to force heaven to come crashing down on the earth. That's the big game. That's what they want.
Oh, my God.
Too scary, though, to think of that. Mm. I think he was trying to do that.
It's built like a floor. Heaven has floor joists.
I think that's the
it's scary.
Sort of the idea.
It is.
Heaven has a floor.
No, yeah, there's
you
a floor.
You can put a hole in it, and then it falls. Like, it's got like, oh, no, they hit the main beam.
Something like that.
They had the carrier beam.
Hercules and Atlas used to maintain the world, holding up the pillars and holding up mountains and stuff. So it's actually a real thing.
They cut them down. They were the plateaus, the sequoias. Those are the pillars.
Mm-hmm.
That's big, scary.
Yeah, like that's the giants cut them down.
Mm-hmm. Paul Bunyan's
Andre the Giant. Get down here! I want to see you, Apollo. Come talk to me. Have a beer. Chill out. I want to have a beer with Apollo.
Mm. Hey, do you have a bathroom? He comes to your house. Do you have a bathroom? You throw him the keys to your house. You just leave.
He shits full clams, shell and all.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. That is right.
Man, the Doom 3 engine is the best of all time. Doom 3 engine is the best of all time.
Is that the one? That's
the best Doom.
Doom
3 like is
banging.
It's by far the best engine I've ever seen in my life. I had a computer, a graphics card that was old as hell. It looked and ran perfectly.
Fuck.
It was a co-op mod for Doom 3 would be fun as hell. Man, that per pic, all the shaders and the per pixel lighting brings me back. I don't have anything fun like that anymore.
That's Doom 2, 1?
Yeah.
Is that 1 or 2?
This is
right
one.
Here is Doom. This is plain old Doom.
Yeah.
Looks like it's on the PC. God, get it on 32X.
Play the shit out of that game.
It's a great game.
Look at
IDDQD.
That.
IDJFK.
And that brutal Doom they got now is amazing, too.
Yep.
The Doom modding community is super hot fire.
Wow.
It's the best shit ever. And I've talked about it before, but Brutal Doom and Ashes 2063, I think is the name of it, which is more of a stalker, post-apocalyptic type Doom.
Oh.
I don't know if it's Doom or if it's...
Is that the one with the like motorcycle handlebars?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's Doom or Duke Nukem, but it's one of those things, but it just feels so fucking good.
Man.
It's awesome.
You can't beat Doom 3.
Mm.
There was no jump in technology after the Doom 3 engine.
Is that Bruce Willis? Like, you can grab them? You can throat grab?
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Throat grab Bruce Willis?
Yeah, look at it looks like Bruce Willis.
Oh, they're sleeping.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Mm-hmm.
That's Bruce Willis. Whoa.
What?
That's incredible. Who's that, Goldberg?
What?
Damn.
Wow.
Super good. Super good stuff there.
They don't make them like that anymore.
They definitely don't.
That's wild. And we're at war.
Except for the Doom modding community. They do make them like that.
We should have the Doom modding community do the war.
They should. They should customize those warriors.
It's like the Doom in Iran?
Yeah.
This is the best war we've ever experienced here.
I've been waiting for this my whole life. The whole Iran thing, my whole life. I've been like this. When are they going to do whatever they're doing? I don't know what they're trying to do.
They're on the verge of getting nuclear weapons, guys.
Remember the last time one of those went off?
Yeah.
Mm.
Everyone cried.
Everyone got turned into shadows.
Nuclear bombs are just fire bombs. Sad,
dude.
I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna give the.
Let's not even.
Sad.
Let's not even touch this. This is some fucking
sad.
It's probably fake.
Death.
Got a
death machine.
How about eating a bone?
Eating a bone. Bad man eat the whole thing, man. This guy's horking down that bone.
That's the guy's not gonna eat the bone.
That is a bad man.
Yo.
I guess it's a good source of calcium.
Well, they do that, and they say in the Southeast Asia they eat snake bones for calcium instead of because they don't have milk.
Too bad they can't milk snakes.
Snake milk.
He skips the meat part.
He puts the meat part in the toilet, doesn't even eat it. Why is this guy even alive? Like, what is that? How did he get this idea to do this? I mean, I guess it's not the worst thing to do, but. Oh, God.
He's gonna eat the lobster shell, isn't he?
It's chest day. Working out with jeans on. Looks like he's living in an Atlanta apartment.
This is fucking disgusting.
What?
What is everybody looking at?
What bad man doing?
Okay.
Dude.
It's fucking Encino, man.
Holy shit. I have to wrap up this feedback thing real quick here, guys. I'm sorry. Just give me a minute. But you guys, we'll keep talking.
We'll keep,
I got it.
I know I'm on my phone during a podcast. This is retarded.
We'll
I'm
eat
sorry.
The bone. We'll eat more bone.
Hi, I'm Bone Man. I want to give a review on these bones.
Go.
You want to hit yours?
Yeah, hit one of mine. It's probably poignant.
Oh, shit. I got to send some links sometime.
I found out. I'm watching this last night. I realized Schultz is following it. That's just me and Schultz.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Cause I go to bed at a decent hour. Is this AI or is this real?
Pause and effect. Is this, if I fall for one more fucking AI thing, I'm going to check myself into fucking, I'm going to go start collecting hot rods.
Are you sexual?
Can we find out if pause and effect is a thing?
This is,
it's making me crazy.
Hashtag pause and effect and just see. Can you imagine being in a wolf costume, realizing that you listen to like NSYNC modified?
No.
It's
not possible to put myself in those shoes.
A chrono wolf?
I'd sooner be a war criminal than a furry.
A chrono wolf? Okay.
Chris, I'm sorry. Left side is the front, right side's the back. Pick a front and a back, okay?
Left side's the front. What?
Nope. Do you see this? I know like furry stuff is like retarded.
These guys make more money than us, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. No, these guys crush. They're on stadium. They have stadium-sized stages.
Probably.
What?
Oh, yeah. Am I a... They're doing, like, modified NSYNC and Backstreet Boys songs.
That's
and
crazy.
There are people... Like, can you imagine, like... All right, let's take the... You are a furry. Mm-hmm. All right? Let's just skip the realities of the weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
You're a furry.
Yep.
You were a person.
Yep.
You were probably a video game guy. You probably liked Zelda's music or something.
Now I need something to do.
Three.
Now you
three
need some...
both?
Three
both?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you want to do? You want to go to a concert at a furry convention. And what kind of music do you... Like, there's no metal guys. You want to listen to Backstreet Boys modded vocals?
Of course.
I think it's...
I think it's rather sexual.
I think this is nice, good, fun.
Chari. Wow.
Pom Puma Dragon and Charlie Tin.
Pom Puma Dragon?
Pom Puma Dragon.
Vocals.
Chrono Wolf.
They don't have a drummer?
With over 20 years of music composition, that's good.
Consummate pro when it comes to stage presence.
All Berkeley grads.
Yeah.
Making six figures.
Did they have a big crowd in that video?
I mean, yeah. The last.
Now, if you tried doing this 30 years ago, they'd gas you. I'm back again.
I mean, they're not going to show. No. I mean,
okay.
This is like convention. There'll be a convention.
That's red guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Is he really playing?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Now, the only part of furry, I'm not too astute in this, but it's all sex, right?
I would say probably like 80%.
Right. Probably, it's probably a coping method for being like a disassociation, like a mask.
I think there's this facade that it's like innocent, good, clean fun. And a lot of these people will like swear up and down that there's nothing weird about it. And then there's probably, it's probably not good. It's definitely not good.
It like doesn't seem healthy.
You have a joke about, you have a stand-up joke
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, no, I do. But and I would imagine that what I'm saying is true, that it's probably like you were fingered in your ass by your stepfather while holding a stuffed animal.
Unfortunately.
Not something that dark, but I think it's like kids. I think there's a brain rewiring thing too. Like I saw something on Twitter recently that foot people, because there's like a part of the brain that it deals with feet that's like right near the genitals. And it's like that neural pathway is just messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's probably, it's probably not necessarily that they're fucking all or something, but there's something wrong with their heads.
Just the rewiring forced.
There's something going on.
Well, do you remember when you were a kid, the horror movies that used dolls? I mean, there was like Problem Child. I
Chucky. Are you fucking...
But that was a thing. I mean, they had like dolls small
shit like Balto.
Balto right next to your pervert, Gene.
Watching Balto and Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, watching Homeward Bound, thinking you wanted to fuck a cat. You wanted to fuck Sassy.
I remember a classic foot story many years ago. Timmy, I guess we'll just call him Timmy. We were hanging out in his apartment. He had a foot VHS tape. And we're like this, we picked it up, we're like this, what the fuck? We put it on for a second. We're like this, what the fuck is this, Timmy? Are you okay, Tim? And he's like this, nah, I didn't watch it. We look at the tape, it's all the way at the end. Died.
That's insane. Funny foot, one time my dad's having a birthday party with all his old car salesman friends. We're laying on the grass. There's like a wiffle ball game going on. There's probably like, I don't know, 100, 125 people there. You guys were there. Mark Ethier is there, my dad's old car salesman friend, consummate drunk.
Yeah.
Very good drunk. Hammered, sitting next to a 70-year-old woman and a 70-year-old man. They're sitting there like you guys are the couple. He's laying down on their feet, and he's like kind of like laying really comfortably like this. And he's like, you know there's a spot on a woman's foot that I can press and make you come off right there and then?
Did he do it?
No. And the lady was like, oh, my. And the guy's like, what the fuck did he just say? And I was like, holy shit. That happened right in front of me. I couldn't believe it. It was Jess Forge and I. We were sitting there. Someone else was right with me. It was like one of our friends. And he's like, did you hear that guy, Mark? And I was like, fuck yeah, I heard that. Yeah. You fucking crazy. I can touch a spot right on your foot that'll make you come right off right there, right in your underwear. To like an elderly woman. He got so cocked, he slept in the horse trailer that night.
Oh.
Yeah, grown man with married with kids, he slept in a horse trailer on the ground.
Did he at least have some straw?
Yeah, he had
some hay.
Yeah, he had some hay. We gave him a milk bottle.
Wow, that doesn't sound like the best.
That's good, huh?
That's a good story. I mean, you have to be smashed to say crazy stuff like that.
He's married for 40 years.
Well, he loves feet.
How are you, Nicholas? That's how he is. He sees me.
Nick the dick.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He's a car salesman?
Yeah.
Car salesmen are crazier than hockey players.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Lifelong ones, like the old ones that don't ever make it to, like, they make it to manager, they're so fucked up they can't, like, they're cooked. Mm-hmm. Like, they do cocaine, they leave truck cars.
By the time someone gets there, they're cooked.
Weird, crazy.
They look normal for, like, 2 seconds, but they've got something weird about them.
Yeah, they carry themselves like a rich golf guy. Mm-hmm. You'd peel the layer one onion layer back.
Yeah,
they're leaving cars in Onlyville after they run from hookers because they don't pay them.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah,
they'll fuck hookers in alleyways and then run. Grown like white guys with like polo shirts on and khaki pants with like the front of their khaki pants covered in like hooker pussy juice, sprinting down Broad Street because they just wanted to rip them off because they truly didn't have any money.
He didn't have $5.
Yeah, he's like, $5. Yeah, fuck you. You fucking.
I mean, that's crazy.
Crazy.
Like, how do you even get the idea to do that? Like, be insane.
Yeah, yeah. Almost getting the shit beat out of you, like, once a month. like talking shit in pool games, like,
yeah.
like crazy, like actually scary. Like, oh, no, no, Bob, you're going to get beat up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're there with him?
Like, yeah, like, no, 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 yeah, like, no, 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 this is bad, 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 bad. I'm like, so he's sorry, he's sorry, he's sorry.
That's good, though.
Like, not, nothing like even we've ever seen, like, being like, fuck you, no. Like, not yeah. even that bad, like, worse than that.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
But how do people become car salesmen?
I just think you stay cooked in it and they don't care. They're just so used to telling people, like, fuck you, that they truly don't care. They're just cooked on it. It's really fun, though. Like, the lifelong ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's like your dad made it out, though. He's not cooked.
No, yeah, he's, yeah, I think that he never boozed. I don't think he ever did the hard booze.
Good.
And I think a lot of them do the booze, but they're fucking animals. Yeah.
You mean they're fucking animals at the lot?
Yeah, yeah, they're fucking, yeah, they're fucking Great Danes.
My ass!
Ow, 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 ow. No, 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 no.
They're like this.
Yeah, no, I've never seen, it's, I always, always, my favorite archetype is the New England polo shirt wearing thin-ish guy that really looks like a smart person. Like, he's an interesting face to looks like it. And they are a complete degenerate gambler, coke addict, alcoholic, prostitute fan.
How do you, like, deal with all that?
Oh, I love it. And they show up to work every day at like 8.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just really good at running the tilt-a-whirl.
Yeah.
Until they straight up just drop dead.
Mm.
That's the best guy in the world.
Soldier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super soldier.
They have
soldier, yeah.
They it's have like stories. A horse that you ride till it dies. They ride themselves.
They dig their own grave, like the lion that digs his own grave. What's his, is it Scarface, the lion that dug his own grave?
Did he?
There's a lion in the Sahara that fucking basically, he was like, I'm dying. And he dug his own grave and then just jumped in it and died.
Damn.
Lion that dug his own grave.
Ooh.
You ever see that? It's crazy.
Well, cats like to be in private when they're dying, so.
Really?
Yeah. They always go off and just die in a tree.
This is probably AI as well. Look at that.
He's like, just fuck. Hear me out when I say this, guys, but the lion is not who you should be feeling bad for in this situation. Quite a few of you guys tagged.
Lions are vermin. Video, and I've got to admit, they're killing machines. They're vermin. They're like sharks. Kill them all.
A hole, it then jumps face first into the hole.
This is good
for
media.
For some reason, every time this video pops up, people seem to think that this lion is literally digging itself its own grave, oh. and it's about to pass away. But yeah, when lions nope. pass away, they don't dig their own graves. This lion is doing something that many other lions do, and that's
tricking
hunt.
People.
Specifically, the lion was digging out a warthog burrow.
Oh, never mind. I'm retarded again.
I hate lions.
I hate sharks.
I hate sharks. I hate killing machines.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Sharks ruin everything.
They're the worst.
I don't think they're that bad.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Just being a contrarian.
You're like swimming in the Cape Cod, you get your leg ripped off.
Ugh. I like snakes.
I like snakes. They're cute. You have three
it's
of them.
It's just like, and you die.
Jellyfish, though.
Yeah.
Getting killed by an immortal killing machine.
Yeah. A space dust.
Get away. Nuke the ocean.
Portuguese man-o-war.
Yeah.
I keep Portuguese man-o-wars as pets.
I just call all Portuguese guys man of war. Why you keep calling me that, Sam?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a fucking alien.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I don't even believe in aliens, but that's an alien.
The ocean is the closest thing to science fiction space, so it makes sense that the stuff at the bottom, who knows what it's like.
There's lots of hunt. I like the haunting, like the NASA, like this NASA was looking into the ocean for 10 years and they stopped. They'd start looking at space instead.
Yeah. It's easier to explore space in the ocean, right? The ocean's right there. Now, we're going up there, but we need a couple $1 trillion to do it. Wait, you can start your own country with $1 trillion. Yeah. We're going to explore space. There's nothing you can do about it.
Nah, I want to see what's going on Mars. Check this out. Look what Mars is. I think we found something.
Liquid.
There's a comet with more gold that could make everybody rich.
Yeah.
Pure diamond.
It's got U.S. dollars on it. There's an asteroid in the rings of Saturn.
It's got college on it.
It's got Ferrari F50s on it.
Yeah, yeah,
look, we zoomed in and we saw like 5,000 Ferrari F50s. It could reset the economy. But all we have to do is trade them.
It's like a dark, not a methodology, but to... It seems like a psychological warfare operation to get people to give up on making the Earth better and just wait to go off world.
Yeah.
It's like learned helplessness. It's a very wicked dark thing that they do.
That's fun. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. No, that rings true.
Yep.
cocksuckers.
What's it?
What was that? What was that submarine that popped?
That was the Titan by
the Titan.
Titan submersible.
Fucking idiots.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Was Ocean fake? Gate. No, this is very real.
That's real.
That's like one of that's one of the worst things I've ever heard. Like, there's enough. You're in a submarine that freaking
this one.
Like, that's the worst.
This one.
Did you see the footage? This is the wife.
400 meters. I like how she didn't care at all.
She doesn't. I don't think she knows.
She's watching it. The implosion.
She's. They're listening.
They're listening. They're
and they hear a metallic like pop sound.
Yeah, this is it right
and
here.
The old guy.
No.
The old guy who's this is probably the smartest guy in the operation knows right away that they're all dead. But the woman.
Oh, shit, it popped.
Yeah.
Oh, so he knows immediately.
Yeah.
He's laughing.
So they sent the they hear the pop, but then they get another signal that they communicate that they went lower, but the signal is delayed. So they think that they're still alive after the pop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's. So this is a DS9 episode where they're talking.
The interest bomb.
Oh, I forget what it's called. I don't want to spoil it. That one hit so hard.
This is it here. Listen. It's not as ominous as you think.
Oh.
That was it. That was the thud.
You hear
sounds like a bass drum.
That's not a good sound.
Imagine dying in 1,500 feet on a journey of, like, weren't they supposed to go 5,000 feet?
Yeah.
Bro.
it's because they used carbon fiber.
Yeah.
And they were trying to, like, bypass regulations and stuff like that because the dude was trying to be, like, a Elon kind of wannabe. But they had I was watching a documentary. They had these audio devices in it because carbon fiber – they're fibers, so like when a fiber breaks,
mm-hmm.
It would trigger the audio sensor to tell them to come back up,
mm-hmm.
which is already scary and retarded engineering anyways. So, but this is what this is just a simulation. I don't know. But when they died, it was so quick.
You were the inside out, man.
So it was quick.
It was quicker. It was quicker than when your brain tells your body what pain is. So
it was as quick as that sound.
Yeah.
So it probably was bang, like a can crush.
Yeah.
Carbon fiber cracks.
It was as that sound is how fast it was that the whole thing imploded instantly.
Oh. Yeah.
So it probably was not the worst thing ever.
Carbon fiber cracks, but as soon as there's any loss of integrity in that shell, it's done.
It like sucks
instantly,
into it. Yeah.
Instantly.
Show it. I want to see it.
What?
That was it. Let's do a slow mo.
What? Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
But that would have happened instantly, gotcha. Though.
So they didn't feel any pain, theoretically. Well, so they say.
That's nice. Oh, my gosh.
Well, the pain of being with two Pakistani guys in a fucking enclosed
whoever's
space.
Whoever's farting, please stop farting. It smells bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Horrible. Oh, my God.
They're voxel.
Good God.
But
who would do that?
I don't
come back again.
Not even Andy Dick would do that.
No, he wouldn't.
I don't know what the allure is to go down deep.
Carbon fiber is not a good material.
No.
It's good for hockey sticks.
It's cool. It sounds cool.
Yeah. It's good for golf clubs.
Yeah.
It's fucking plastic.
Yeah.
It's the same shit.
I make rollerblade boots out of it. Literally. What's the deepest dive on a
you got to look up James Cameron's thing. It's like you to go that deep, you need like 3 feet of steel.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, like a submarine.
This one right here.
Deep Sea.
There's
Deep Sea Challenger. Go to images, Chris.
The Australian that went into the ocean and saw a big, like, squid octopus, like a Cthulhu thing, and then he died in a helicopter crash. Remind me about that.
So this large green structure, none of this is pressure resistant. The green structure is just, like, water can seep into it. That little steel thing right there that you see, it's actually a sphere that's surrounded by the green structure. The sphere is the only thing that's airtight and contains a human, and it's extremely, extremely thick steel. So that's how you make something crush resistant, is you make it spherical and you make it out of steel.
Spherical?
Yeah. Look up. We got to find the actual unit.
Yeah, like arches are stronger than squares and flat planes.
Oh, like there's no weak point.
Yeah. There's no. Yeah, exactly.
Like the unit, so, like
it should be like in a ball bearing, essentially.
Types of Deep Sea Challenger steel ball. See how he's curled in like the fetal position there in that thing?
Wow.
And how deep did he go?
Probably that might have been the deepest. This might be the deepest one they did.
This guy's the cocksucker. So he's been running his mouth a while.
Fourth image. I think that's it right there.
What was he saying?
So fourth image. 1, 2, 3, 4.
He's the guy that was saying that testosterone is a toxic chemical. This cocksucker right here.
So I don't know if that's it, but that's what it looks like. That's what is surrounded by all this.
Big watch going into the ocean.
It's just a Rolex.
It's glass. It's 10 feet thick. It's Rolex. So nothing ever came to this. What did he discover?
He didn't
fucking
find
how
anything.
Gay he is?
Found sand. Found his sexuality in the bottom of the ocean.
He didn't find anything.
He's just bi.
Sick bastard.
There's probably people living down there.
What's unmanned depth? Like what was his depth rate? How far did he go down? Because I'll bet you $100 that guys have whatever they call that diving, like the one with the full suit. Mm-hmm. 35,000 feet. Holy shit.
What?
Solo dive. That's crazy. That's far. He went 30 times farther than those Indians in the carbon fiber rollerblade skate.
Mm-hmm.
What's the, how deep is the deepest single man dive? Like no, nothing.
No submersible.
I didn't know he was Canadian.
Scuba. I think it would actually be deepest scuba dive. 1,000 feet.
Mm. Impressive.
Yeah.
Wow.
There could be a suit dive that went deeper.
What's the movie? The Bob De Niro, Cuba Gooding Jr. one? You remember? Man of Honor or something like that? That was like a scuba movie where they were like, there was a lot of racism going on. They were holding their breath doing competitions. It was so stupid.
Well, Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Yeah.
Was it because he was black and not a good swimmer?
No, I think he was a good swimmer, but he just was black and people had a problem with the color of his skin.
They were racist against him.
Yeah, they were racist.
For blackness.
Until it turned out that he was actually better than everyone, had the biggest heart and perhaps the biggest dick.
Putting an old 40s suit on him. They're like, go ahead, Cuba. They're putting like an old fucking diving suit on him.
But their faces when they're in the tank with the water and they're like doing the like no breathing competition is funny. Like to see their faces, you'll be dying laughing.
Wow.
It's so stupid.
Do you remember The Abyss? The movie The Abyss?
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was really good.
They do the liquid nitrogen breathing.
Yo.
That's there.
I actually never saw that.
The Abyss. It's crazy that more people don't know about The Abyss because it ticks every box for like a huge movie that everybody should know and watch.
They go to the bottom. It's what's his face? Not Con. Is James Caan?
Movie's pretty fucking good, man.
Ed Harris, yeah.
You want to go AI mode? Look at this button.
Yeah, AI mode it. What do we got for AI? Oh, we're thinking now, looking at hundreds of sites.
Oh, it's James Cameron. Wow.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It gave us all the info after only looking at thousands of websites. It's pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah, The Abyss
explores themes
good.
Of homosexuality.
They all do.
Explore themes.
No matter what themes. Movie you look up, explores themes of homosexuality.
Outer space and homosexuality.
Mm-hmm. Why not explore all that?
That's a lot of people's favorite two topics in the whole wide world.
Space gaze. Alien.
But what about the guy, some Australian guy that did a dive and he stumbled upon underwater rivers the ocean. So other currents and like this big Cthulhu tentacle looking thing. I think there's footage of it. And then he died in a helicopter accident. He was making a documentary on it. But it was scary as hell.
That was, I was reading something about underwater rivers and there's a water passageway underneath the United States or something like that. And I was like, what the fuck is that?
Whoa. How do you explain that? Plate tectonics would actually cause that.
I think it's all underwater.
Why isn't that water boiling? There's a fucking lava under these plates. Why isn't anything boiling?
Well, it's the mantle. You see what happened? It's the core.
The crust and the tectonics of it.
The core.
Are you kidding me? Liquid there's a core.
It's a tennis ball.
Yeah. It's really hot. It's fine up here, though. The chances were just right. It's perfect up here.
We've got weather.
It's unbelievable.
The Goldilocks universe.
Down in the core, it's too hot.
Too hot. So you'll never know what's going on. Never.
Up in space is too cold. But here on Earth is just right. You're getting molested by Harvey Weinstein.
Oatmeal porridge.
You're sucking his anthill dick. It's Jennifer Lawrence licking Jennifer Lawrence licking Weinstein's anthill dick.
What a queen.
What's this, Nick?
It's still emitting gas.
Oh, this is really good.
Oh, that's the missile fragments.
This is wild.
What?
Wouldn't it...
It's a big missile.
Looks like a petrified elephant.
Yeah.
Film studio set.
Yeah.
I think I saw Netanyahu was making a video to people, and it was supposed to look like he's in, but he was somewhere in Greece.
I saw that, yeah.
That's awesome.
Why did he take off to Greece?
He wanted to get some homelands olives. Under attack. they had to flee their homeland.
That's their headquarters, the remote headquarters.
Yeah.
That was, remember the headquarters that, I don't know if it was the resistance, but in Terminator Salvation, like the headquarters was in a submarine that never stopped, so it couldn't be traced. Mm. Like Salvation was good.
Mm.
The one with Christian Bale.
So Mike Christian Ironside. Bale was good?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like, sir, do you want any more olives? He's like, get out of here. Tersebut dikawal dua jet tempur,
menuju lokasi yang tidak diungkapkan. I like how he's looked the same age for 30 years. What the fuck's his problem?
You have to... You guys we have a war.
You got Ted Cruz saying it's a biblical prophecy that we have to do all this stuff. What the f-? I thought there was a separation of church and state.
He's looking at on Twitter.
Yeah, unbelievable. That's the best thing he's done. I respected him more after I saw. I was like, oh man, he's got a dick. Maybe.
Maybe.
What else we got?
That's insane.
Nick's links.
These are fun. This was just the Minnesota
Gabe,
suspect.
Is that Gabe
thing.
Newell?
Yeah.
They're breaking these guys out again?
It's Gabe.
Listen to his voice, Chuck.
I love you guys both. And I wish it had gone this way. I don't want to say anything more.
I had no idea Gabe sounded like that.
Anyway, he's the pallbearer.
Because you guys don't know anything about this. I love you guys, and I'm sorry for all the trouble this has caused.
He was a loving, caring guy.
Papa, you know, John's.
Loved his family, loved his friends.
Better creates better pizza.
Are they talking about John?
Yeah.
Yeah, Papa John's
talking
dead.
About Papa John. He's like, he's got his dad's Camaro back where it belongs in his garage.
Remember the sweating of John? Remember?
Yeah.
I've never my life seen anybody that look like that.
What, mm-hmm. When Papa John was sweating?
When he was blown out. I don't know what happened to him, but... It looked like he was suffering from an alien disease off-world.
Really?
He was so sweaty, it's like shocking.
Advertising firm got him in hot water.
What bothers me is Colonel Sanders called blacks. I'm like, I've never used that word. And they get away with it.
It's that statement that eventually led to...
It's one of the greatest statements ever said. Well, did he catch hell for that? They forced him to sell his own company?
Yeah, they did. They
were great.
Like, you're going to give it to Shaq. Listen, John, you're out. Shaq, you're in. He's like, hell yeah, I've been waiting for this. Put me in, coach.
And I remember Sanders, he sold KFC and he got like $5 million or something. And then they sold it again, whoever bought it from, for like $200 million a few years later. That's a little bit of Colonel Sanders trivia.
I forget the parent company. It's called
Yum Brands.
Yum Brands.
Yeah, it was Yum. Yeah. Yum.
The parent company for and all that, what's their
Mind Geek?
Yeah, Mind Geek.
Wow.
Or Mind, is it Mind Geek?
Mind Geek, yeah. A geek is a guy in a circus act that would bite the heads off of animals and shit like that on stage. Mm-hmm. Like the freakish looking, that's a geek. And really? I'm sure it's got a bunch of different other meanings too.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting. Oh, now it's ALO?
Can't believe they're still in operation.
ALO. Where's ALO located? Hmm.
It later launched Brazzers. With the popularity of Kimbo Slice, Brazzers really went
skyrocketed.
Men, their own men.com.
That's a good domain.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Like, what does anything, what does any politics matter if this company is still allowed to operate this warfare in this country? Like, what does it matter? Yeah. What does racism matter or anti-Semitism, whatever the hell? Like, that's the only thing that matters. Mm-hmm. Immigration, you know, all that stuff too. But
sure, yeah. No, it's true.
ALO.
ALO.
Sad.
It sounds like a fucking, like a lotion for like your fucking.
Like Avon a, lady.
Like, yeah, yeah.
For your ALO.
For your ALO.
My ALO needs lotion.
But my,
lotion.
My ALO, yeah, my ALO's dry. Yeah, no, that, did you see, hear about that shooting though? I mean, you guys looking at that a little bit?
No.
Nothing?
It was the Minnesota politicians that got shot.
Oh, yes, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah.
That stinks, doesn't it?
Yeah, they sent a straight up hitman right to the door with a mask on.
Yeah, you like that? He's got that mask that I always think about wearing.
Yeah, wow. He's like a weapons contractor CEO. They send the CEO over there to kill you to get the job done right.
Like, is Bob in? What's his name? Jared.
What's going on in Minnesota that there's these wet works going on?
That's sad.
I know. That
fucking
lady.
Minnesota.
And what are you supposed to do about this? It's not actionable. There's nothing you can do about
this. That's where George Floyd shit happens.
Oh so. Yeah, they must have signed a contract.
Is everybody in Minnesota just a fucking potato brained?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope so.
It's I mean they're. That part of the Midwest is originally settled by like Dutch and German and like Scandinavian people, but I don't know if it's like the it might be like the Swedish, you know how like Sweden is it might be the same sort of deal.
Like you can rail their ass if you want to. Like, yeah. It's like it's the easiest girl is a Swede, and they figure that out maybe or something like that.
Wow.
I posed the question, hey, why do you guys have the high, like, who took the Somali?
Rape capital.
The least in-group preference, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're like, no, I don't care. It's big. It's all good.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you just got two politicians shot. They're like, oh, what a tragedy.
Yeah.
That's terrible. People go so crazy sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, like, I think
could,
it's just
you could do anything. Mm-hmm. You could do anything there. Mm-hmm.
That's the answer. Insanity. That madness. It's just that's how you explain it away. That's madness. Like, that's pretty true.
Prince lived out there, and he had a fucking. Didn't Prince die of AIDS, and then they his estate. Prince's estate got by art dealers.
Mm.
He had like a sick group of shit. Mm. 2 weeks before he was dead, they were unloading his shit.
No will.
Yeah, no. Prince died. No will. They robbed his
valued
ass.
At $156 million.
Yep.
That sounds low.
Oh yeah. No. He had some shit. He had like Warhols. He had stuff. He had some stuff.
So he probably had $1 billion worth of stuff that they valued at some low price to snake it off.
I remember hearing like they like a bunch of like New York and LA art dealers. I'm sure they were, you know, of a certain.
He had all fakes.
Yeah, he must have had all fakes. Mm-hmm. And then they came and took all his shit. Like, you know, it's Prince. So he's like an eclectic guy. If fucking corny ass Lenny Kravitz has cool shit, what the fuck did Prince have?
Yeah.
Real cool shit.
Yeah. He got unloaded. He's dying of AIDS. They keep that unknowing. He's up in like the Lake Minnetonka, which is like a nice area of Minnesota. They his ass. Everybody's like, Prince was a music legend. Everybody sounds like Jim Gaffigan.
Respect him.
Manatee.
Type in Lenny Kravitz net worth.
Ugh, I make you sick. He's got pants ripping open.
He's got his cock.
He's a
90. So you're telling me Prince's net worth was not at least 5 to 10 times more than Lenny Kravitz's net worth.
Culturally, you're supposed to respect that.
And you know Prince is like a shrewd, probably real estate.
Oh yeah,
art collecting guy.
Heard that about Lenny too.
Yeah, well, I think that is true about Lenny Kravitz, right? He's like a slick guy.
Unfortunately, Lenny does have cool shit.
But still,
he does.
Yeah. But Lenny's last name is Kravitz.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very black.
No, it's not.
It should be Smith. Lenny Smith.
Lenny Jones. Lenny Johnson.
Did you guys see Will Smith's like blowing up?
Yeah. Oh, his new song's fat.
Yeah.
I love his new song.
He's the least gay man that's ever lived.
Let's pull it up. Well, he gets so many bitches. I mean, there's no way this guy's
gay. He
likes
a certain type of girls. What's the type of girls he likes? And the girls are hot and the song is good.
The girls are really hot.
The nails are turning me on.
He's got the Cartier buffs on.
Is this something to grind to?
Why does Will Smith have to do this?
Are you kidding me?
Because he's awesome. I mean, this is so
like,
great.
We don't even like his fucking kids.
If he had a, imagine if he had a
like
little
Batman.
Bit. I mean, he obviously has a really good sense of humor, but can you imagine if it was a little bit better and he just had a guy rubbing his back in the whole video? That would be awesome.
He's so funny about it.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, sometimes I fuck guys. Big deal.
Yeah.
Like, Will, everybody liked Will Smith.
He was likable.
He got like the pass.
Yeah.
It's because of Fresh Prince. He's still riding on those fucking fumes.
Didn't he? I mean, Bad Boys was good.
Something happened. Bad Boys was good. iRobot was good.
Were they really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like really? He was like the Tom Hanks of blacks.
Yeah.
And like everybody was like, oh, that Will Smith's fine. He was fine.
He was.
Why do we have to put up with your fucking ridiculous kids and your fucking bitch wife? And you got to like, we got to like know you're gay. Just be gay.
Yeah, something bad happened.
What's with these likable black guys just not being able to have a normal gay relationship and suck cock?
It could have been his relationship with Quincy Jones that could have scrambled his brains.
They sell their own kids. I mean, when 90% of them have trans kids, that means that it's on purpose and they're letting it happen.
Mm.
They sign a contract. They own your children.
It's a deal with the devil.
Well, the white Batman thing at Kim Kardashian's wedding from his kid, that was one of the funniest things.
Yeah.
But didn't he date like Tyler the Creator when he was 15 or something and pop off and be
That's pretty sexy.
That's my boyfriend. And he was like, yo, chill.
Yeah.
Oh, and what about the lawsuit of the Tyler Perry? He's got a big like a $250 million gay sex lawsuit on.
Oh, he got sued?
Yeah. I haven't even looked into that yet. Although there was a funny thing that I sent Chris earlier.
Oh, the
Yeah. That guy that's like, they got your guy on them sex charges. That's your man.
Have you seen his other videos?
That guy?
Yeah.
No.
He's
funny.
Yeah, he was popping. I want to say like 7-10 years ago, he was making videos like that. But that guy rules. I forget his name.
Mm.
Tyler Perry's a fucking freak.
Yeah, he is a freak.
Something wrong with his fucking retard.
I've never seen any of his movies, but clearly he's something wrong.
His movies are so unbelievable. They got boom mics in the shot. It's unbelievable. Oh,
the movies are probably fun to watch.
They are fun to watch.
Yeah.
I used to watch them with Will Sasso and Chad Culchin.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
There'd be boom mics and shots. Guys say lines twice.
That's funny.
Ooh.
They'd be like, I told you I'm not going back there with you. And you can say whatever you want to, and that's fine. But I'm not going back there with you. I told you that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the dialogue.
That's kind of good.
Like, it is kind of good. It's nuts.
It's raw.
Like, by accident?
No. By, like, I don't give a shit. Just roll.
Yeah.
There's, do you remember Bay Bay's kids?
Yeah. We don't die, we multiply. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
I saw that when I was really young.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
It was good.
It's on Comedy Central when we were kids.
I was always a big Proud Family guy.
They killed that guy.
Did they?
What's his name? He was the one.
Proud Family?
No, the guy who wrote that.
The Bebe's kids.
Stacy, no, what's his name?
Sounds familiar, but he's
Robin
dead.
Robin Harris. Robin Harris was a big deal.
Oh, Robin Harris. Oh,
who's Robin Harris?
That's the guy who wrote that.
Wrote Bebe's kids?
Yes. He was the
He looks like the guy in it.
He is the guy in it.
Yeah.
That looks like a guy who would die at age 37 though.
37.
Just from his heart exploding in his chest.
He had like Michael Jordan eyes and shit.
Was he actually? Was he 37? 53 to 90?
That's 47? No, 37. Yeah. Damn.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That motherfucker he's the only black guy I ever seen that looked 47 the whole time.
Yeah, that's like one of the freaking, Roy Batty from Blade Runner. He's got an expiration date at freaking 40 something or 30 something. What the hell?
Robin Harris was funny though.
I think the eye thing is.
When they got those eyes, that means
they underwent stress.
Is that a thyroid thing?
Got to be careful if you got eyes.
It's a stress
like that
related
black.
Thing.
So his eyes are stress related.
I think what
eye blooging.
I like eyes being
eye
stress blooging. Related.
Yeah.
I'm out Sinai.
Oh.
You got eyes popping out like that. Your heart's about to go.
Oh, bulging!
Wow, Graves'
disease.
Yeah,
thyroid. It's a thyroid.
Whoa.
Thing.
Oh, okay. I don't want to look at that. Anyways,
but no, Robin, like it's a like Bernie Mac thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Bernie Mac, like
Bernie Mac was super, super funny, too.
Super funny.
I'll be right back, guys.
Wasn't he like a good guy, too? Like he was like not into like he called out like shit.
Probably.
So they tried to sit a kid on his lap one time for a promo for Bernie's kids. And he was like, get this fucking thing off me. What are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, that's why he's dead.
Yep. They were like, there's no Bernie. You're going to suck this kid off after.
Sad.
Come on.
Kill him.
Yeah, I've only heard weird stuff about Bernie. Like he got obsessed with the deep underground military bases and the cloning facilities and stuff like that. But right. I mean, that's you know, conspiracy stuff.
I wonder if they throw that out there to fucking jam you, huh?
It's more than possible. It's more than possible. All conspiracies are just to jam your time, waste your time, waste your life.
Well, what, Cat Williams bought the military base in Alabama.
He talked about one?
No, he bought one. He spent his money recently in the past 7 months.
Cat Williams bought a dumb?
He bought a dumb.
Is he preparing for some event?
Have you heard of that, Chris?
What is, Cat Williams buys a bunker?
Military base, yeah.
What?
Yeah, watch this. Cat Williams buys military base.
Oh.
Fort McClellan in Alabama. Which is actually cool as shit. Because if you know classes of buildings...
It's brutalist.
It's just like banks are a class A building the way they're built. Like the you know, the structures... Like you couldn't build that again if you wanted to. Like you couldn't afford. Like no human could afford to buy. Like if you can buy it as is as a retired military base, great.
Oh,
so
could have buy the Comedy Connection.
Yeah, right.
I wonder what the he's developing a movie studio.
Yeah, Kat, you should have us out.
Did we watch the tour of the bunker, the huge bunker that looked awesome?
No,
it had like a fake beach in it.
Oh, is this one of the continuity of government bunkers?
Bunker.
Whoa,
tour.
What's that?
That's like if everything goes to shit and all the power goes out, the government still rules from a bunker.
High tech luxury bomb shelter located
bomb shelter
right here.
It has crazy this. Yeah.
Whoa, that's not that impressive. I could do that.
Aren't you better off just dying?
Big deal.
Look at this. Is really funny to me. The doctor's room. Hold on.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it's useful, but it's also like, well, who's performing the thing?
Yeah.
It's where you have sex.
There's a paint mixer. You can mix paint.
You're at Lowe's.
You got a whole bunch of things that you don't need down there. You get the paint shaker.
This is another weird thing out of Kansas City. Is so weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Center of the earth shit.
Military bunkers and bases are very strange.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's just weird. Building bases in mountains.
Hey, you know I'm gay because I got this truck. Nice block. Good job on the Unilock, you fucking queer. No, it's a Ford. It's a Ford Lightning. I'm upside down on it right now.
Damn. He's out of breath.
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know.
Whoa. It crushes his fucking cameraman. His head pops like a fucking snapper. I like the weed whacker right there. Look at the weed whacker, the gas can, and the lawnmower.
Yep.
That's so funny. Why would you keep that inside, you fucking dipshit?
This is all the Jenner... You know they're good at making videos when they pan everything to the left.
Is that a thing?
No, it's just they recorded it and didn't realize it's on the left ear. You hear it?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
He's talking on your left ear. Well, he's talking on your right because you have your...
Yeah.
You got reverb on the right and dialogue on the left.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
Hiya.
Hey!
What's up,
you son of a bitch?
It's an opportunity to take a leak.
Perfect.
Oh.
Let's, I'll get you mic'd up.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take five.
Oh, man, boys.
Man boy.
Yeah, I'm a man boy.
Hey, man. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Extreme peacing.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you hit the sauna at all, Nick?
No. I want it.
Oh, yo.
I was in a trench digging a fucking electrical channel yesterday.
How far?
275 feet.
What?
I'm doing the
by
sand.
By hand?
No.
Oh, you're just filling in
I'm doing
the
this.
Duck bank?
I'm the third man. I'm the shovel man. I'm dying. That's
the one close to recent? Oh, like
yesterday.
This one's mine. Gotcha. Oh, okay, nice. Here you go. And then,
that's you, and that's you. Yep.
All right.
Perfect.
I like pretty
ooh,
girls.
Gotta kill my phone, right? That's the thing.
Yeah,
I get airplane mode is enough.
I'll just kill it.
You can probably leave it running.
That's right.
If you have a droid, though.
Oh, boys. Hi.
Sends bug skitters to you.
Welcome to the party.
Oh. Guess who showed up fashionably late?
The Tin Man.
Yeah. Do I sound tinny?
You just you don't have a heart?
No, just the tin.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I always have the tin.
Oh, boys.
You doing dip?
Kind of, yeah. Just a zin in it.
Oh, just a zin?
Yeah.
You still zin in?
You still zin?
No.
You
He's
did?
Giving me chest pains.
Oh, welcome to my world.
Need to stop doing that pretty quickly.
Oh.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Life podcast. Full access to all episodes and more. Visit MDE.TV.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.